This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So we're talking about celebrities that are controversial in their popularity. You either love them or you hate them, and we want to hear from you. 916-909-1065. You can call or text us there. And ironically, we're going to start with one we got on text. Gwen Stefani.
I get it.
Somebody texted in and said Gwen Stefani is one of those celebrities that they just cannot stand.
You know what it is about her? She seems like a real ding dong.
You've never sounded like an old grandma more.
She just seems like there's just air up there.
Can't you just picture Katie on like some sort of lazy boy rocking back and forth a little too hard, and then Gwen Stefani comes on some show and she goes, you know, she seems like a real ding dong to me. Go get grandma a glass of wine. It's hot.
Oh, my God.
916-909-1065. I knew this one was going to come up. Taylor Swift. I will defend Taylor. I like Taylor Swift.
I'm not sure what it is about her people don't like.
They don't, though.
It's almost just because I think it's like oversaturation. She's just in too many places.
Yeah. Another one. Wow, this is a hot take. Somebody said Tupac. They said Tupac couldn't rap. And he's idolized because he's not around anymore, I guess.
Huh.
And I don't know if I necessarily agree with the Tupac one, because Tupac actually was like, he was actually a halfway decent actor, too. Like, people forget he was in movies and he was a writer
also,
and stuff like that.
His music was almost more poetry than
right.
rap.
But I will say this. I don't get everybody's appeal with Biggie.
No, me neither.
He sounds like he's got marbles in his mouth. Here's another go. And this one I totally agree with. Zendaya. I don't understand the appeal on any metric. I don't understand the appeal.
That makes me feel like you just haven't been introduced to her the right way.
I couldn't have been introduced to her more.
You've seen her in something other than Dune.
I saw her in all the Spider-Man movies.
Oh, she was in Spider-Man movies?
Yeah, I saw her in that tennis movie, Breakers.
That looked bad.
I just don't get her. I don't think she's super
attractive.
What about
The Greatest Showman?
No, I don't get
it. You don't think she's super attractive?
I don't. I just don't.
Clean out your eyes.
916-909-1065. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning.
Give us a celebrity that you can't stand, but everybody else seems to love them.
Now, people might not like me for this, but Charlie Day. I cannot stand his voice. I know. It's like nails on a chalkboard in my ears. Ugh.
Okay, Rebecca, here is why this is especially funny.
This is cutting to the bone.
Okay. There is no person on this planet that people say Gavin sounds more like than Charlie Day. He gets it.
I disagree.
All the time.
You disagree with that? How do you disagree with that? How do you disagree with that?
Now I see it.
Well, you don't think Charlie Day makes up for it, though, by being just like, he seems like such a fun guy.
Like a good time Charlie.
Literally.
True.
Right.
True. Yeah, there are some movies where he's really funny in, but I still can't watch the whole movie because his voice just irks me.
I mean, I still think he's one of the funniest people in Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Is so hysterical. I couldn't be happier.
So we both agree, though, that like Charlie Day, he is fine. How about this one? This is another one that people put on there. Tom Cruise. Some people just hate Tom Cruise. I don't get it. What's wrong with Tom Cruise?
No, he's so insufferable.
What?
You know what it is? He takes himself way too seriously.
Okay, I thought that until Tropic Thunder, when he did that wackadoo character, and then you find out...
That's acting.
But you find out, though, that the entire thing was his idea. I like just Tom Cruise.
The idea that he keeps wanting to do his own stunts, and he's level 7 in...
I think he's higher than that, Katie.
In Scientology.
Come on. All right, this one couldn't have come up on text message more. We have to talk about this one. Beyonce came up so much on text messages.
How much?
Take a look at them. Scroll down.
This doesn't feel right. This feels wrong.
We've at least got 8, 9, 10 people that have texted in and said Beyonce.
What could be possibly wrong with Beyonce? What could possibly, and don't say you don't think she's a good singer, Gavin. No, that makes you sound like a psychopath. That makes you sound like a ding-dong.
I don't say that she's not a good singer. I don't think that she's as good as everybody makes her out to be. I don't get why she is Queen Bee. Like, there's no difference between her and everybody else, as far as I'm concerned.
Clean out your ears.
Keep the text messages coming in because we'll keep this list and we'll do this again sometime.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.